True story. In South Africa, a white government denied freedom to black South Africans. Nelson Mandela devoted his life to defending his people.
Nelson Mandela, freedom fighter.
1925. In Kunu, a village in South Africa.
This is an important day, my son. You are the first member of our family to go to school.
Bye, Dad.
Rolihlahla Mandela is 7 years old.
I am going to give you English names. Rolihlahla, you are called Nelson. You are Justice.
When Nelson is 9 years old, his father dies.
He was very ill.
Goodbye, Dad.
Nelson goes to live with his uncle.
I will look after you as if you were my own son. Did you know that your great-great-grandfather was a king?
Yes, and my ancestors belonged to the Madiba clan.
Nelson studies at the only university in the country that accepts black students.
The law and history classes are fascinating.
Yes, but they don't teach us anything about us, black South Africans, and our traditions, or about how our country was colonized by white people.
After class, Mandela works out.
Boxing is cool. It frees the anger I feel inside.
One evening, at Nelson's uncle's house.
You, Nelson, and you, my son, it is time for you to marry. I have chosen wives for both of you.
After this announcement, the young men decide to leave.
We are free!
These traditions repulse me. I will decide who I marry.
When Mandela is 23 years old, he arrives in Johannesburg. He lives in a poor neighborhood for black people. This is called a township.
We are rounded up like animals here.
Mandela works for a lawyer.
You are welcome here. Thank you for hiring me. I will continue to study law in the evening after work.
But some people are disrespectful.
You are late again.
I was stopped by the police. I didn't have my pass. Black people must carry it all the time.
You could make more effort.
In 1948, the government introduces new racial laws that exclude blacks. This is called apartheid.
South Africa belongs to us.
This is our land. Get off.
We are not allowed to marry.
These blacks were too near our house.
Whites only.
I want to be a doctor.
You can't, son. It's a job forbidden to blacks.
In 1943, Mandela gets married. He joins the African National Congress Party, ANC.
I'm here to convince you that we must unite. Together, we must resist white domination, but without violence.
In 1951, Mandela and a friend become the first black lawyers in Johannesburg.
I need some advice, but I can't pay.
For you, it's free.
In June 1955, there is a large gathering. A text is read out and adopted. It is called the Freedom Charter.
South Africa belongs to all who live in it, black and white.
Africa! Mayibuye!
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 5 years later, the government reinforces laws against blacks. In the township of Sharpeville, the police shoot protesters.
We were protesting against passes for women. The police opened fire on the crowd. People have died.
69 people die in the Sharpeville massacre. Nelson Mandela and his comrades renounce non-violence.
Like Gandhi, I believed in non-violence, but it is not enough. We will try not to kill or injure people, but we will take violent action.
In 1962, after years of struggle and time in prison, Mandela manages to leave South Africa.
I need to have contacts abroad.
When he returns,
Nelson Mandela, you are under arrest.
During his trial,
I have dedicated myself to this struggle of the African people. I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against black domination.
Mandela is condemned to life imprisonment. He's imprisoned on Robben Island. His prison number was 46664. At night, he studies the language of white South Africans, Afrikaans.
You have to understand your enemy if you're going to defeat them.
Mandela also works in a quarry.
The glare burns my eyes.
Watch out, or we'll reduce your food rations.
After several years without a visit,
my dear Winnie, and my girls, how you have grown. It's good to see you again.
(laughs) 1988. All over the world, people support the movement to free Mandela.
This concert is for Nelson Mandela. He has been in prison for 25 years.
Free Nelson Mandela!
Finally, on the 11th of February 1990, at 71 years of age,
free!
After all these years in prison, we can't believe it!
In 1994, 4 years after being released, Nelson Mandela becomes the first black president of the Republic of South Africa.
Hooray!
In 1993, he won the Nobel Peace Prize with the former white president. This year, he is president.
Mandela is a hero. Long live Mandela!
Mandela tries to improve living conditions for blacks in the townships.
New houses, drinking water, electricity.
Will you play with us, Madiba?
Okay, my child. Do you know that I used to live in your neighborhood?
We all know that. We love you here.
Mandela travels a lot. He talks about his life. Do you still think that violence is necessary?
I once said, take your guns, your knives, and your pangas, machetes, and throw them into the sea. A lot of people were not happy.
What would you tell them today?
That we can only survive if we work together and are kind to one another.
In 2008, Mandela celebrates his 90th birthday.
Happy birthday,
Madiba!
What a pleasure to be with my family. I am tired, but there are still many causes to fight for.
Mandela dies on the 5th of December 2013. He is a hero in his country and for millions of people all over the world. The end.